We thank the Lord for the privilege of presenting another Way of Truth broadcast. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will make our broadcast a blessing to you today.
Nothing in this whole world I'd rather be called than a child of God. I'll be a child of God. I'm in the church triumphant, and that's where I'm gonna stay. No matter how dark the path may get, I know God will show me the way.
So I'm gonna serve Him with all my heart and walk the path that Jesus tried.
Nothing in this whole world I'd rather be called than a child of God. I'll be a child of God.
He's my shield and buckler, in His strength I am made strong. I feel His love around me and it gives my heart a song. The Holy Spirit leads me to the path that Jesus trod. There's
nothing in this whole world I'd rather be called than a child of God. I'm in a church triumphant, and that's where I'm gonna stay. No matter how dark the path may get, I know God will show me the way.
So I'm gonna serve Him with all my heart and walk the path that Jesus trod.
There's nothing in this whole world I'd rather be called than a child of God. I'll be a child of God.
Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful that through the love of God and through the gift of Your dear Son, You have made it possible for us to be part of the family of God, children of God. We thank You for such love, and we do desire to show our love and our devotion to Thee by doing those things that are pleasing and acceptable in Thy sight. Now we thank You for our precious congregation, and we're trusting the blessings of heaven to be upon each and every one of them. We are so thankful that Your love is extended to everyone, and that whosoever will may come and drink of the waters of life freely. So take this broadcast, make it a blessing to our congregation. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Without spot or blame, that's my brother. She lives.
subject for today's broadcast, Dwelling in God's House. And I will read from Psalm 27, beginning with verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies, and my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me, and shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies around about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Again, our subject is dwelling in God's house. And here the psalmist said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. Verse 4 of Psalm 27. Now, we have many desires as we journey through life, and many of them are legitimate and proper, but some have desires that are not. So, one of the desires, and possibly the number one desire that we all should have, is what the psalmist has expressed here, dwelling in the house of the Lord. Now, there are conditions leading up to dwelling in the house of the Lord. And we must meet these conditions if we are going to enter and dwell in the house of the Lord. First of all, what we are talking about is God's church. Paul wrote to Timothy, and he said, but if I may tarry long, that I may write, I'm writing this unto you, that if I dwell long, I tarry long, I may give you instructions as to how you are to dwell in the house of the Lord, which is the church of the living God. So one thing have I desired, the psalmist said, and if we're going to dwell in the house of the Lord, that must be our number one desire. We must desire God. Again, we have many desires, and a lot of them are legitimate and proper, and many people have desires that are not. But the psalmist, I'm sure, was expressing a righteous desire when he said he wanted to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So we must have the same desire, the desire to please God, to be a child of God, to live for God. And he said, that will I seek after. Yes, we must seek after this. God does not force us to be a part of his family, a part of his church. We must seek after God. We are to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And if we will, then all these other things that we need will be added unto us. One may desire God and not really seek him. But the psalmist said, I will seek after God. And we must seek after God. We must seek after the things of God. There are so many things in this world that the devil would like to use to get us to seek after, to get our affections upon, spend our time on, to the neglect of our soul. But the psalmist said, that will I seek after. And again, one may desire God, but he must do more than just desire God. He must seek after God. And we must act upon our desire. Seek the Lord. The prophet said, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, so he will abundantly pardon them. His desire, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Now, remember, the house of the Lord is his church. Yes, his house is compared to a church, and his family is compared to a church, and also the bride is compared to the church. There are a number of things in the scriptures that are used to refer to and to speak of the church. And today we have the house of the Lord, which is speaking in reality about his church. One must be born again, I say, to enter this house. Yes, Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. Otherwise, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. So if we are desirous of being a part of the family of God, the house of God, we must be born again. You cannot join God's church, and no congregation can vote you into the church. You must be born into it. And we must live a holy life once we enter the house of God. Yes, we must be born again to enter the house of God, but having been born again, having entered the family of God, we must then live holy to dwell in this house. The psalmist said, I want to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, it is possible for a person to become a member of the house of God and later lose their membership in the house of God. Remember what God told Moses so long ago? He that sinneth against me, him will I blot out of my book. We get our name in the book of life when we are born again. That's God's church book. And we get our name there by being born again. But we must live holy to keep it there. One must be born again, I say, to enter the house, but once having entered the house, he must live holy to dwell there, to behold the beauty of the Lord. Isn't it sad that so many people cannot see the beauty of the Lord, the beauty of the Lord's way? Some people, listening to Satan, get the idea that the Lord's way is a hard way. No, Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And the scripture tells us in Proverbs that the way of the transgressor is hard. But Satan would like to turn that around and make people believe that God's way is hard and the way of sin is the way of evil. But that is not what the scriptures teach. Jesus again said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now, to see the beauty of the Lord and to see the truth of the gospel, one needs to have a spiritual mind. You can't really see the beauty of the Lord until you are in the house of God, until you have a spiritual mind. The scriptures tell us that the carnal mind cannot comprehend the things of the Spirit because they are spiritually discerned. Now, whenever you can see the beauty of the Lord, you will see him as the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the bright and the morning star, the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Oh, I'm not talking about Jesus being beautiful in a physical sense. No, the prophet said he was not beautiful. There is no beauty that we should, when we see him, there's no beauty that we should desire him. It's the the life, the holiness, the purity of the Son of God that is beautiful, that is attractive, that is desirable. So again I say, He is the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the bright and the morning star, the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. And to be like Him is to live a righteous and godly life, to inquire in His temple, the psalmist said. It is His temple that we really begin to, in His temple, that we really begin to comprehend and to understand spiritual things. Jesus said in regard to the Holy Spirit, whenever He is come, He will lead you and guide you into all truth. But that's for those who have the Spirit of God dwelling in them. Yes, the Spirit of God is the Spirit of truth. And if He leads you, He will lead you in the pathway of righteousness and truth. Again, the carnal mind does not comprehend the things of God, because the things of God are spiritually discerned. Now, when we are in His house, we have the privilege of prayer. The Bible tells us the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and His ears are open unto their prayers. So we have the privilege, as a member of the family of God, coming to our Heavenly Father with our burdens, with our cares, and with our concerns. Now, the results of dwelling in the time of trouble, we have the Lord to help us. He shall hide me, a sense of security. Yes, whenever the Lord hides us, whenever the Lord watches over us, when the Lord cares for us, we have a sense of security. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. That's what we read in Isaiah 43 and 2. So I say, whenever we are in the house of God and the Lord is hiding us in His under His wings, we have a sense of security. Remember the time when the three young men there in Babylon were thrown into the fiery furnace? How the Lord sent His angel there with them, and the fire did not burn them, did not hurt them. Whenever they came out of that furnace, there wasn't even the smell of smoke upon them. Not a hair on their head was singed. So the Lord is a mighty protector. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Isaiah 43 and 2, I say. Now, Peter speaks of the fiery trial which is to try us. And he was not speaking of something literal there as far as fire is concerned, but he was speaking about severe trials, not just an ordinary trial, not just an ordinary test, but a severe trial. When the fiery trials are to try us, God has promised to keep us in His love, to keep us in His pavilion, to keep us under His wings. For He said He would give us power over all the power of the enemy. Now, He shall set me up upon a rock. He brought me up out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. So we read in Psalm 40 and 2, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Psalm 61 and 2. Yes, there are battles, and there are trials, and there are tests that come the way of the Christian. But I'm calling your attention to a few passages of Scripture at the moment that gives us the assurance that God will be with us, that God will take care of us, and that He will protect us, and that He will give us victory. The waters shall not overflow us, and the flame will not burn us when it is kindled. Now, there is victory, and because there is victory in the Lord Jesus Christ, we need to praise Him. We need to worship Him. Now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me, the psalmist said. In His house, sin shall not have dominion over you. Romans 6:14. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin, that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Romans 6:1-2. So in the house of God, under God's protective wings, we need to rejoice and to give God thanks and praise. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the psalmist said, His name is to be praised. Another psalm, the psalmist said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. You know, one hymn writer said, If I had 10,000 lives in which to praise Him, I could not enough my blessed Lord adore. And of course, that's true. But if we had 10,000 lives, we would have to depend upon the Lord for every one of them, just like we have to depend upon Him for the life that we have. But God is the one who gives us life, physically and spiritually. Therefore, let us praise Him. Let us worship Him. Let us love Him. Let us obey Him. Let us do His will. The psalmist said in the 100th Psalm, verses 4 and 5, Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Our text again, One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So the psalmist said, that beautiful psalm, Psalm 23, and that's verse 6. So we are to enter the house of God, the family of God, by new birth, and then we are to live a righteous, holy, and godly life in this present world. And we are to have victory over all the powers and forces of the evil one, because the Lord has promised He would never leave us nor forsake us. So let us be thankful, and let us bless His holy name for all of His goodness, mercy, and blessings to us. Heavenly Father, we do thank You for the privilege of sharing this broadcast message with the precious people today. We're thankful for each one in our congregation, and we're praying that the word that has been spoken has been blessed by the Spirit to their hearts, and they have been benefited by the truth. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It is a privilege to share the Way of Truth broadcast with you from week to week. And it is our sincere prayer that each broadcast will be a blessing to you. And as we have said many times, if our broadcast is a blessing to you, why not let us know, for it would be an encouragement to us. And our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. Remember, you can listen to a number of our broadcasts if you have missed any. They're on our webpage. You may also read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, and you may join us in our services as they are broadcast live. And our morning service, Sunday morning service, begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service begins at 6. And the saints here have begun to broadcast our Wednesday night service also over the internet, and that Wednesday night service begins at 7. So remember our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin and Craig. We do thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we invite you to tune in this station next week when again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. And until then, may the blessings of heaven rest and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.